you've talked about being an impartial juror the whole time,
right.
And you're going to hear this out. He has said it's pretty much a done deal. He said today what's going to happen, what he's not going to let happen. How does that make someone, how does that affect you as an impartial juror?
Well, I do think we're closer and closer to the point where the Senate can begin to reach conclusions. The House is done. They have two articles of impeachment that are about as boiled down as they could possibly be to not very much. The bribery things they talked about, that appeared to go away. The obstruction charge, if you're not, you know, is something we'll deal with. But what will happen in the Senate if the House does pass the impeachment resolutions next week, is that we will start right after the first of the year. We'll decide that date in the next few days. Hopefully in a bipartisan way, decide when in the first year we start. It'll be right after the first of the year. We will certainly let the House managers present their prima facie case. We'll let the president's counsel have what will turn out to be the first time the president's defenders will have presented a case, present their case. And then the Senate will decide if we've already heard all we need to know, if anything else would change the outcome. And we'll see what happens.
Like McConnell, have you made up your mind?
Well, I think what Senator McConnell's saying is the likelihood that 20 Republicans would join every Democrat is pretty slim that that's going to happen. And we'll see. I think there's, as I've predicted for some time, a partisan determination to impeach by the House will almost certainly lead to a largely partisan vote in the Senate, which means that you wouldn't have the votes you need to get this done. My guess is that next week when the House votes on impeachment, that the bipartisan vote will be maybe a handful of Democrats voting with the Republicans not to impeach. So if you can't even convince all the Democrats in the House to be for the impeachment charges, I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to convince any number of Republicans in the Senate to be for that.
How does this impact what else is happening in the Senate for the first of the year? People might want to know about how that's going to take up the Senate's time.
Well, you know, I think the question that the American people are ultimately going to ask is if this doesn't produce a result that the president would be removed from office, and it appears it won't, is why did the House take all the time the House took to do this? The Senate spent no time on this up until now. We've been confirming judges, doing other things. It does look like that we've agreed on the spending proposals, and we'll get those out of the way next week. That's good for the House and the Senate and the president. The USMCA will not be voted on in the Senate as quickly as it would have been if we didn't have to deal with this impeachment issue first. But by our rules, when the House sends articles of impeachment over, it is the priority thing the Senate has to deal with as our top priority of business, and we'll get to that.